From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. We talk a lot on the show about stars, but I realize I don't actually know where they come from. I'm joined today by John Gianforte from the University of New Hampshire, who I hope can fill me in. So, John, how are stars formed?
So star formation is a really interesting process that it's still not well understood, but we know that stars begin their existence in these vast clouds called nebulae, made up of gas and dust, mainly hydrogen gas. And in certain areas of the cloud, there are concentrations of mass, and it's in those concentrations that could be pretty spotty around the nebula that stars actually begin to gravitationally collapse. Material starts to form. It pulls material in from its surroundings. And as this contraction continues, eventually, if conditions are right and it pulls in enough of this material, the central temperature in the center of this collapsing spherical volume of gas can get hot enough to ignite in nuclear fusion reactions. And then we say, you know, a star actually is born. If we have two of those close together, they could actually, you know, become an nascent binary system or a triple star system.
I think I remember reading at one point that Jupiter might have almost been a star. Is that true?
Yes. It's sometimes said in some astronomy textbook that Jupiter is a star that failed. You know, I guess if you're a proponent of stars, you could say that it failed. But if you like planets, you could say that it succeeded. But yes, if Jupiter had 80 times more mass than it does, it probably wouldn't have stopped as a planet. It would have continued its collapse into probably a pretty low mass star, but a star that's producing energy.
Well, John, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Patrick.
If you have questions about the night sky, shoot us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.